the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The relationship between St. John the Forerunner, or St. John the Baptist, and our Lord Jesus Christ was truly a remarkable one. I mean, even from the time that they both were in their mother's wombs, there was this mysterious interaction and awareness of each other. You know, after the Annunciation, the Virgin Mary approached Elizabeth, St. John the Baptist's mother, and the babe leapt in her womb at the presence of God. He sensed it, even as a child in the womb of his mother. I guess we could say that this is probably a foretaste of bigger things to come, because he had a calling that was truly unique, a calling that set the stage for our salvation in a very real sense. His calling was to prepare the way of the Lord, to prepare the way for the Lord, I should say. And so, to this end, many years later, as an adult, he, having adopted a very ascetical lifestyle, a life of prayer, a life of walking with God, self-denial, he begins to preach and practice the baptism of repentance. But this baptism that he was, by which he was baptizing many, was not unto salvation. It was a precursor of the baptism that would come later, that would be unto salvation. And so we see him, you know, laying the groundwork, as it were, for mankind to be reconciled to God. And he starts with repentance. In fact, when he starts preaching, what does he preach? The very first word out of his mouth is what? Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What is repentance? Let me remind you what it is. It is agreeing with God from the depths of our heart about our sins. It is taking responsibility for those sins, putting those sins out into the light of Christ, turning away from them with the intent to never return to them, and bringing forth fruit in keeping with that repentance. That's the other part. Repentance is a gift. It's a beautiful thing. It should not arouse in us any kind of sense of dread. Repentance should arouse within us great joy, because it is the vehicle that God has given us to turn back to Him when we do stumble. As many of you know, one of my favorite passages in the Bible is Isaiah 40. Though vigorous youths stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will rise up with the wings of eagles. How is it that we can rise up? Because we can flap our wings? The rising up comes from the grace and mercy of God and the forgiveness of God. He lifts us up to live a way that is heavenly. He calls us to that. St. John the Baptist was laying that foundation when he preached the baptism of repentance. But then he sees the Spirit of God descending on Christ as a dove, and he recognizes him as the Savior, as the Messiah. And this leads to Christ commanding him to baptize him, Christ that is, in the Jordan River. Predictably, St. John the Baptist was reticent to do this because of his humility. His humility was beyond words. His entire purpose in life had been to prepare the way of the Lord. And now the Lord, this very Messiah that he had been prophesying and in love with his entire life, is commanding him to baptize him. You can only imagine how he must have felt. And he did protest momentarily, but the Lord commanded him to do it, and he did it. And what we see is this miraculous, incredible epiphany of the Holy Trinity. We see the Holy Trinity being revealed to mankind. And we see the beginning of the public ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whereas St. John the Baptist, in his baptisms of repentance, was baptizing with water, we now see the prototype of the baptism into which we have been baptized by the grace and mercy of God, of the Holy Spirit. A baptism, on the one hand, that could lead the way, necessarily had to lead the way in terms of repentance, for the reception of the real thing, of the complete sacrament, the complete rite, that rite of reconciliation to God. It's a marvelous thing. He who had become a babe in the manger, taken on human flesh for our salvation, had grown up into to adulthood because he had a mission. He came to complete that mission, and that mission was to make it possible for you and I to return to him and to have eternal life in the kingdom of God. St. John the Baptist played a huge role in that. We commemorate him today, his synaxis, the assembly today. We are commemorating the faithfulness and godliness of St. John the Forerunner, or St. John the Baptist. We thank God for him, for his role in our salvation. And you know, we're reminded, I would just say parenthetically, that all of the saints have played a huge role in our salvation, and we're called to take up our cross and play our own role, because all of us have a role to play. And it's important. Your role is important. That role will not be fulfilled, though, unless we come to the point of repentance. And repentance, as you, I believe, probably know very well, is not just a one-time act. It is not self-punishment. It is a continual seeking examination of one's heart. Because we are prone to sin. We have this illness of the soul that darkens the eye of the heart, the nous. And this keeps us off of the path of salvation if we are not repentant. I love this passage. I want to read this little passage to you from Isaiah 35. It's a very, very brief passage, but it's a beautiful passage. It refers to the highway of holiness. A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return to come to Zion with singing. With everlasting joy on their heads, they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. My dear friends, this is our hope. This is what Christianity is all about. This is the goal of our faith, to get up on that highway that leads to the kingdom of God, that leads to Mount Zion, the highway of holiness, the King's highway. And to get up on that highway requires repentance. It requires humility. It requires faith, even if it's just the faith the size of a mustard seed. That willingness to, and that inclination to believe God and to trust Him that He can forgive our sins and empower us and enable us to rise above those things and to live differently. St. John the Baptist lived differently. His whole lifestyle, from the time he was in his mother's womb until the time that he was beheaded for our Lord Jesus Christ, was a lifestyle that was holy. We limit ourselves. We are the primary reason we don't go higher and ascend to the heights that God wants us to ascend. But that's the beauty of repentance. That's the beauty of this gift. It offers us a new beginning. A second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. But let us never presume on this gift, because we don't know how much time we have. We do not know how much time we have. The fathers of the church were very clear on this, that we do need to have a sense of watchfulness, of vigilance, of urgency about our relationship with God. Now is the time to be concerned with that. Now is the day to ascend the King's highway. This ministry that began in the Jordan River is the same ministry that continues to you and to me today. Let us continue to celebrate this joyful feast of Theophany, knowing that the life of God is available to us. Let us be willing to turn away from things that come between us and this way of life, my friends. Let us look to God always, each and every day, standing before Him in honesty, with the purpose in our minds of becoming the people or the person that He wants us to become, and with the intent, by His grace and by His help alone, to lay aside those things that would stand between us and Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.